This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington, where the Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote today on three controversial nominees. They are three of President Bush's choices for federal judgeships. All of them were blocked on the Senate floor in President Bush's first term by Democratic filibusters. Today, all three are expected to win approval once again in committee on a party-line vote. Next, the names would be sent back to the full Senate, and that would set up Republicans to follow through on their threat to take away the Democrats' power to filibuster this time. It's been called the nuclear option. Here's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
For over 200 years, it's taken a supermajority of senators to cut off debate in the Senate, the idea being that the Senate is the one place where a minority can slow things down and, theoretically at least, defeat the passions of the majority. Currently, it takes 60 senators to cut off debate on a nomination, and during President Bush's first term, Democrats used that rule to block 10 of his judicial nominees. Those 10, all appeals court nominees, represent a tiny fraction of the 205 Bush judicial nominees who made it to the Senate floor, but about one-fifth of the 52 appeals court nominees. The judicial filibusters have infuriated the White House, leading to the birth of an idea dubbed the nuclear option by former Senate GOP leader Trent Lott. Nuclear because it would blow up the Senate. Now, if you want to change the rules, it takes a two-thirds vote. But under the nuclear option proposal, Vice President Cheney, in his capacity of presiding officer in the Senate, would rule that filibustering judicial nominees is unconstitutional, and it would then take only a majority vote to sustain Cheney's ruling. That has led to ads like this one from the liberal MoveOn.org.
Now Dick Cheney is threatening to do something no vice president has had the arrogance to do. Ignore tradition and overturn the rules, turning the Senate into a rubber stamp for corporate judges. Just who made Dick Cheney king?
But conservative groups have been just as active, with ads from various Christian conservative organizations, ads like this one put together by Creative Response Concepts, the group responsible for the Swift Boat ads against Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry.
American values. They make our country great. But some want to take them away. Who are these people? Arrogant judges, ignoring the Constitution and writing their own laws. The president believes judges shouldn't impose political views. Yet his nominees are blocked by a minority of liberal senators. Contact your senators. Tell them to support a fair vote on judges.
With outside groups raising and spending money with a vengeance, the real nitty-gritty of the battle remains in the halls of the U.S. Senate, most particularly among Republicans. With 44 Democrats, one independent, and two Republicans publicly against the nuclear option, Senate Republican leader Bill Frist has to get five of the remaining nine Republicans still wavering on the issue. And it's anyone's guess if he will. Frist has taken the filibuster issue and made it his own, cynics say to curry favor with the conservative religious base of the Republican Party. This weekend, the Tennessee Republican is scheduled to appear with conservative religious leaders on a nationwide simulcast that is characterizing the filibuster as against people of faith. The White House, which clearly favors the nuclear option, doesn't seem to be doing any arm twisting, leaving that task to Frist. And while many Senate Republicans privately hoped at one point that Frist would not, as they put it, pull the trigger on the nuclear option, it now seems all but certain that he will, and quite soon. But the Democrats have made clear that if the filibuster is abolished, they will no longer work and play nicely. While they have no intention of shutting down the government, they have made clear they would use every parliamentary tactic at their disposal, and there are many, to block other parts of the Bush agenda, not just Social Security, but medical malpractice caps, tax cuts, energy legislation, and many other items that are of vital concern not just to the president, but to the business community, another important part of the Republican base. And finally, there are the polls, which do not show support for the nuclear option among Democrats and independents. Indeed, a recent Wall Street Journal poll showed 41% of Republicans against changing the rule on the filibuster. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.